This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
So if you love the Jew, he said, I'll bless you. And I like to be blessed. I definitely don't want to be cursed. So you do it God's way. Then he says in verse 5, wow. And have you entirely forgotten the encouraging word God spoke to you, his children? He said, my child, don't ignore it when I, the Lord, discipline you. Don't ignore this. And don't be discouraged when he corrects you. You know, you sat down with somebody, especially me with women. I don't have this gift, you know, that some people have. I worked with men too many years of my life. One of the guys that works with me don't do something I don't like. I just tell them, hey, guys, that's not right. I don't like that. You messed up. Let's change it. I found that when I walk in and one of the girls don't do something that goes wrong, I say, well, hey, you messed up there. Oh, Mr. Scripture. What's wrong? All I'm trying to do is correct you. Oh, I thought, oh, my gosh. I had to learn all kinds of things. In fact, the first month God put me and Cheryl together, it had been so long since I'd been with a woman, Cheryl cried the first month. Every time I'd say something, she cried. I've had to learn to be a little gentler with the women. I walk up to the guys and I run up to old Benjamin here, and I say, hey, buddy. And he'll just put his arm around me, me and him talk. But when I come up to the girls, I got to be real gentle. But see, God, yeah, is that true, Benjamin? I mean, it's the absolute truth. There's a difference between men and women. Amen. But see, what God's trying to tell us here, my child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. And don't be discouraged when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves. Amen. Now then he says, and he punishes those he accepts as his children. Yes. What? He punishes those he accepts as his children? Why does he do that? Because we're a bunch of sinful critters. You know? I mean, just like I was thinking last night, we were sitting there, and Dave and Yeshi loved that little guy with all their heart. Oh, my goodness gracious. But whenever he'd jump up, scream, grab his food off the table, throw it down on the floor, they said, now, son, you don't do that in this house. And he reached over and get another handful. Look at Dave. He said, I said, don't throw that on the floor. Just like my own grandson. The other Friday night when we got in, I'm going down the road and I meet Tim and his family coming in and I stop. Of course, all the grandbabies run up and hug me and all this kind of stuff. And Preston's got dirt all over his mouth and everything. I said, what have you been doing? And he said, eating dirt. He's only two. I said, Preston, you're not supposed to eat dirt. I know. So he reached down and gets a rock. You know, he walks off out there and I'm talking to the rest of them, hugging the rest of them, talking to Tim. He reached down and gets a rock. Tim said, Preston, don't throw that rock. And he threw it right at me. He said, Preston, don't throw rocks at Granddaddy. Well, he said, don't do that no more. He walked over and kind of lightly swatted him on the backside. He reached down and picked up another rock and walked over to board my pickup. Tim said, don't you throw that at that truck. Bam, threw it right at the truck. I said, looks like that little devil's coming out at him right now. My own grandbaby, you know. Now, I know none of y'all got grandbabies that done any such thing, never in your life. Why do they do these kind of things? Whose children are they, technically? They're the devil's kids. Until they get saved, every human being on this earth is lost, and they got the spirit of hell within them. And you don't have to teach them little boys how to throw rocks. They know, don't they? Sure, we all been there. And all of us that have raised boys and girls, we know. You don't have to teach them how to do those things. You have to teach them how to love and how to share. That's what you got to teach them. But in the process of doing that, do you have to discipline them and correct them? Yes. You know, if a man does not discipline his children with the rod of correction, God said in His Word, you don't love your child.
Amen.
It says you hate your child. So if you have read a book that says don't spank your children, let me tell you, you read the wrong book.
Amen.
The Word of God says that God corrects and disciplines you and me.
Yes, sir.
And He tells us to
listen
to Him. When He's doing it, say, Lord, if I messed up, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'll change. Obviously, what I was doing you don't like, so I ain't going there no more. And He said, that's what we're trying to get across to you. Just like the little boy, my grandson, throwing him rocks. Of course, Tim had already swatted him on the backside once. Didn't hit him real hard, but he took him this time and put him in the car and strapped him in his seat. And Maraca said, He was merciful on him because you were here. She said, He's already had about 3 smackings today for doing stuff. I thought, wow, is he a normal boy? Is he a normal boy? You know, and some have to have more than others, don't they? If you have a child, that child will put you to the test. They will. But you have to discipline them. The Lord says, and the Lord disciplines those He loves. Then He says, and He punishes those He accepts as His children. As you endure this discipline, or this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as His own children. And then He goes on to explain, He says, who ever heard of a child who was never disciplined? Do you know children who were never disciplined? Unfortunately, I know too many of them. And they're useless.
Yes, sir.
Because they were not disciplined. They were not made to do what they were supposed to be done. And in love, some of those children are absolutely... If you'll take care of a child by the time they're 3 years old, you're in control. If you don't discipline the child and think, well, I won't spank them, I'll wait till they get to be 8 or 9, forget it. It's too late. You won't never master that child. That child will never respect you. They'll do things. I mean, you're in big trouble. But think back in the day when this was wrote. It says, whoever heard of a child who was never disciplined? That tells you where they live versus where we live. Back in those days, they knew the truth. When Paul wrote this, or whoever wrote Hebrews, I believe Paul wrote it. But anyway, whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, they knew in that time that every child needed to be disciplined. It says, if God doesn't discipline you as He does all of His children, it means that you are illegitimate. Now, this is a nice term. The King James said you're a bastard. It means the same thing. It's in the English dictionary. One day at work, there was a young man that was having trouble. And he came in and he needed a couple of days off. And I said, what's wrong? He said, well, I got to take my kids to school and do some things, take them to the doctor and so on and so forth. I said, well, what about your wife? He said, well, I'm not married. I said, well, okay. So I said, you got 2 children by... I said, you've been married once? He said, no, I ain't never been married. I said, wait a minute. You got 2 boys. You ain't never been married? Both of them by the same girl? No. One of them by one woman, one of them by another woman. I said, so you got 2 bastards. Oh, man, he didn't like that. He went directly to HR, and HR called me in the office. I told him, I said, son, until you repent and come to God, you ain't never going to have no peace in your home. I said, you got 2 little illegitimate or 2 little bastards in your home. And I said, you're in trouble. He went to HR and HR come down and said, Thurman, did you call his children bastards? I said, I didn't, but God did. You know, I said, it's written in the King James Bible. I said, it's in the dictionary. He got 2 children and he hadn't been married. He's got 2 bastards living in his house. I said, now if you want to use, well, could you at least soften it up and say illegitimate? I said, okay. I can say illegitimate. You know, because it is written here in the NLT, they did soften it down a little bit. But the word in the King James is bastard. And it means the same thing. A child born out of wedlock. Aren't we glad we live on this side of the cross? If we weren't on this side of the cross, you'd be in big trouble as an illegitimate child. How many illegitimate children are there in the world? Thousands and millions of them. Especially with the free love society that we have today. the free sex and everything else. There's so many illegitimate children, but the grace of God is so great. And I'm telling you, the other day when I listened to that Isaiah Reed's testimony, him and his wife, I got a whole new revelation of the grace of God. I don't know if you've ever seen Isaiah Reed's testimony. If you never have, you ought to hear it. I mean, his mother and daddy were international evangelists, and he went the wrong way. He got off out into the world. He lived in sin. He became an international pimp. He sold girls. I mean, you name it, he did it. This guy, his mother prayed for him. Daddy prayed for him. And he lived a wicked, worldly life. I mean, he didn't want nothing to do with God. Didn't even believe there was a God. And one day he was doing a drug deal with some guys riding down the street, took his eyes off of them. You can't trust rattlesnakes. He's riding down a car with some rattlesnakes. And doing a drug deal, and he takes his eyes off one of them, and the guy pulls a gun out and shoots him right through the head. Well, he turns around and grabs the gun. It didn't kill him. You know, the bullet went right through his head, messed up his jaw. And the guy in the struggle put the gun right down in his mouth and pulled the trigger again. This time went right down through his back, right down through his throat, right out his back. Actually lodged in his back and locked his back. And now he's got a hold of this guy's gun with the gun in his mouth, but he's gripping it so the guy can't shoot him again. He can't turn loose and the guy can't get loose because of the way his arms are locked. And the guy in the front seat stops the car, takes out a big long dagger and stabs him 16 times. Isaiah Reed falls out on the pavement, dead. They run off, leave him dead, laying there. Police come, pick him up, DOA. Take him to the hospital, DOA. Put him in the morgue. Finally, the guy that does the autopsy is doing an autopsy. Got him cut open, laid open, and his evangelist mother and daddy hears about this. Somebody told him, and mama called the hospital and said, I got to talk to my son. I said, ma'am, he's not where you can talk to him. He's dead. In fact, his body is undergoing an autopsy right now. And she said, well, put my voice on the PA where he's at. Now, you talk about a woman of faith.
Amen.
Isaiah Reed's mother, she began to pray over her son and ask God to be merciful to him and raise him from the dead. And Isaiah Reed started breathing again, laying there with an autopsy being performed. And the doctor sewed him back up. And in 30 days, he was out of the hospital and right back out on the street being a pimp. I think, God, if I was you, I'd have killed him. And he wouldn't have to worry about dying. I'd have killed him. So you see the difference between God's grace and my grace. I ain't there yet, Benjamin. We're working on it, aren't we? Yes, we are.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.